Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Timothy Lyons, with a new book coming out, joined by Randy Engston. Teaser alert. New book is almost through editing. Built to Win.
Let's go.
That's the name of it.
We think.
I mean, it's a solid book, guys. I can't wait to share it with you guys. This is, we had the other book. Built to Grow was obviously the first book. Built to Deliver, which is about semi-private training. Mm-hmm. And then Built to Win. This is kind of the culmination of all the things. It's just tons of info, guys. I can't wait to share it with you. Anyways, speaking of delivery systems, that's what your programming and your training is.
Yes.
This is what's mind-blowing to me in this industry, is that this is the product that you're selling to the end consumer. And it's almost sometimes the most overlooked thing that you do. You're so focused on sales and you're so focused on, marketing. But once the client gets in the four walls of your business and you sign them up on a membership, this is the thing that you're selling.
You deliver every time that they walk through the door.
You're selling. And so this is one of the big things we talk about in our coaching program. We talk about the four systems, and delivery is the biggest piece of the coaching program because it's that important, one. But at the end of the day, like this is something that there's two things that happen. You and Zach had a great episode way back, and it's like, number one, programming. The gym owner is such a technician.
Yeah.
It's their way or the highway, and they end up doing all the programming for every single client, and it's a drain, and it's just a burden, right? And they're just constantly doing programming all the time. The other one is outsourcing it to the coach or the coaches and be like, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ever really look at it or kind of look at it and just kind of let these coaches do whatever they want. So now you get two different problems. And we believe that both of those things are wrong.
And there's still, and even within the training world that we work with, you almost have a third where it is the outsource to the trainer itself, but the whole organization's designed that way where you've got independent trainers and everybody's doing
their own training,
wildly different types of training between. So,
well, it's our belief that you need to own the product. Okay. The gym needs to own the product. The programming needs to come from the top down. Mm-hmm. The way you train, your methodology, the exercises, how you coach different exercises, the different cueing techniques should come top down. And it should be a team approach. It just in our models, right? The ones that we work with, these are employees of the business. There's typically a director or a program director or a lead coach that kind of coaches the whole team. And all of this comes from the top down, that you can own the delivery, mm-hmm. own it. Who's the number one seller of hamburgers in the world?
McDonald's.
Billions of hamburgers. I think it was like 2.6 billion a year. I would go out on a limb and argue they're probably not the best tasting hamburger in the world.
No.
But they sell the most hamburgers in the world, and that's because it's a delivery system that's obviously created, is systematized.
Yeah.
So the argument is, do you have the best training in the world, or are you going to be the best training company in the world? And there's potential to be both, honestly.
Sure.
If we're being honest, you, in your area at least, you could say, yeah, we deliver the best product and we sell the most of them.
Mm-hmm.
That absolutely can be true. But how you systematize your delivery of the product needs to be thought of at the beginning of the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of times it's an oversight. This happened to us. We've gone through iterations of the way we program. Obviously, the one we're on right now is semi-private pro, and we're very proud of that, and it's a system. However, even within that system, we ran into a little bit of an issue where a coach decided to go off script.
Yeah.
Okay. coach went off script. This is a longtime client of ours, somebody that is very friendly and, you know, you could just kind of never is going to question anything, goes with the flow. I mean, she's been here since our grand opening.
She trusts, and that's a good point, she trusts the team to deliver her result despite kind of the workout and how it got there. She believes that at the end of the day, if the coach is saying it, that's going to get me the best result.
Right. And so I guess apparently Zach went on the training floor, saw a banded deadlifts happening. It's like, where's that on the programming? you know, especially for this particular client, ended up kind of fixing it on the fly and then using it as a learning opportunity. And, you know, the heart of the coach was in the right place after it was all said and done. There was no,
it wasn't ill.
It wasn't malicious. Yeah, like, hey, we're going to just do this totally different thing because I don't like what's going on. And anyways, we have to stop that stuff immediately because, again, we don't want, there's a couple things that happen when you let your coaches do whatever they want. Number one, there may be one coach that's way better than the other coaches. Sure. And the clients training with Coach A are looking over their shoulder at Coach B wondering, like, why aren't I getting that over there? I want to do that. Or whatever it is.
And sometimes it's as simple as, I want to do that. Yep. Like, just a movement. You know what I mean? Like, that could look fun compared to what I'm doing. Or, like, it and maybe it doesn't have anywhere near the result of the things that they're doing. But, it, you know what I mean? The perception is the problem. Yep. For sure.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group and let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
And so now there becomes a favorite coach or they dislike the coach they're with or whatever, right? And something we do here a lot of times is we kind of switch coaches a lot.
Sure.
On the clients, right? Now, clients are used to it here. You can't just snap your fingers one day and just like, hey, you've been training with this coach for 6 straight years. I'm going to change it on you at your gym. Like that would probably cause ripples. Sure. And anything would change always throws the whole clientele off. Like,
you're going to a point on protecting the brand delivery, but that is a good point, right? When somebody's trained with one individual for so long, that relationship starts to become.
Yes. So one of the major problems in our industry is when a coach leaves a gym and takes clients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a lot of reasons why that happens. And most often it's not the client's fault.
Sure.
Most often, because they're just used to this coach and they believe the results they're getting in your facility are coming from the coach.
Yeah.
Not the product of the gym. Right. And that this is a huge issue.
Yeah.
They've got a chapter dedicated in the book about this. And so you got to solve this before this happens. You got to fix this before it ever gets this far. You should never allow any of that to happen without some type of repercussion to the coach. But at the end of the day, the client needs to understand that the delivery of the product is just the coach is the delivery mechanism, not the brain around the programming, not the reason they get results, but just somebody facilitating delivering the programming that's created from the gym. That's clutch in this situation. If you let your coaches run off and do whatever they want, well, then the results are kind of owned by the coach.
Yeah.
And if the coach decides they want to leave one day, half your business walks out with them, you're kind of screwed. Now, I know this firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this happen on different ways over 15 years, of course. I've had people, not show up one day in the afternoon, a coach, and neither did the clients because they had been conspiring for a month and a half to all leave on a specific date without me knowing. That was early in my career.
Yeah.
Most recently, kind of at the back end of COVID, where this online thing going on, we lost a bunch of clients because we let the relationships blossom way too much with a particular coach, going out to eat, going over to people's house. It's very hard to stop that.
Sure.
But you need to have a culture where you're friendly, but we're professional. There's lines drawn. And this particular coach, or actually, it was mostly driven by the clients, if we're being honest. The clients always want to help the coaches. oh, you know, this woe is me kind of situation always happens where the coaches are, you know, these younger, typical, like these are clients are parent figures to a lot of them. I mean, it's just what it is. This is the natural
thing. Yeah, they're nurturing the, yeah.
It's really difficult to want to stop it, but also stop it. Because, you know what I mean? Because it's just like there's this personal relationship happening. So anyways, long and short of it is you got to do these things to kind of protect the gym. And the programming is going to be the top of the list.
Yeah, absolutely.
The programming top down. The delivery, the systems of the programming, every coach is facilitating the gym's programming.
They're a facilitator. That's a great way of putting it.
They're a facilitator. Yeah. Yep. You're just gonna, I'm here to deliver the program. Make sure you don't get hurt, push you a little bit, have a great time, and get you on, you know, see you next week type of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's going to be a lot of people listening, especially trainer brains that are listening to this. Like, you're wrong, Tim, because so-and-so is a master at this XYZ kettlebell. Okay. Don't listen to me. I honestly don't care. Like, you're going to find out sooner or later.
Yeah.
Like I'm just telling you what I know and have experienced and what we fix. Right. So yeah, by having semi-private pro, this fixes 90% of this stuff. It's gamified. Like I just had a great conversation with one of our clients, Leah, just was walking out. I was in here yesterday and she loves it. She goes, mm-hmm. She got the shirt on, the badges. She goes, this is the only place that I can't wait to get to work out. Like all the gyms I've ever joined, like I will never leave, you know, all these things, right?
Love it.
I love tracking the things and seeing the badges and my PRs and my shirt I get, you know, now it's a physical product. She sees her name on there, loves it, right? It's just mm-hmm. awesome. So we fix a lot of that with the software, but you don't, you know, necessarily have to use the software. But the point is the programming needs to come top down.
You need to be clear.
Yes.
That I think is one of the nuances is, you know, gym owners don't know how does that work? How does that, you know, I think the software is a easy, clear way of differentiating the fact that the brand owns it as opposed to the coaches coming up with that stuff right before their workout, you know, customizing it and making it personal to you type of thing. It's very, very clear that this is the business and the coaches are implementing and facilitating the brand's workout.
Yeah.
Outside of that though, if you don't have some form of, you know, consistent tracking, measuring software or something, that can be kind of diluted. And then everything goes right back to the relationship. Who is my relationship with? And to be honest, you know, the owner of the business, I don't want, with our clients, I don't want the owners of the business having the closest relationships with their clientele. They shouldn't be in their business that much to know every single person that's walking through the door. It's just not possible when you start to get to, you know, 200 members and beyond. But the coaches should have the relationship, but ultimately they're supporting the relationship of the brand. They're not the relationship.
And they aren't the brand.
And they aren't, exactly. They aren't the brand. So yeah, having some form of differentiator, you know, that makes it a little bit understood to the client, like, you know, hey, my coach, and I think even just by rotating the coaches that deliver the system, it is one of those natural ways of kind of, you know, applying that differentiator.
Yeah, we got away for like on our MindBody account because we use MindBody and there's different softwares. I'm definitely not recommending MindBody whatsoever. I'm just saying this what we use, but I would tell you that we got rid of the coaches' names on there. Yep. It's Coach A, Coach B, Coach AM, Coach B, PM, and A and B. And the clients aren't booking a coach, they're booking a time. And then on our side internally, we'll decide which coach is taking which group of six, right? And we switch them all the time.
Yeah.
Like Zach will be like, you're with this one, you're with this one. And there is some level of, hey, I guess how far along a client is, depending on which racks they go in, because we have heavier weights on one side of the gym than the other one. But other than that, you know, you might be working out next to somebody else, like pretty close to your strength over here with this coach, but that coach may be over on the other side tomorrow. So again, all by design, again, to protect the brand, ensure the losses, because they will happen, and we just got to know that, right? And so
I love the aspect that comes with it too, that's kind of, it's not spoken as much, but like different coaches bring different skill sets to the table. You know what I mean? Even if they're facilitating the same workout, I guarantee you take two coaches and they see different things, they're cueing differently, even the relationship and like how they say certain things are, like the tone, the inflection, the motivational level. Totally. You know what I mean? So, but being able to bring in, like, you know, let's say your organization has four or five coaches, as a client, if I knew I got the eyes and the benefit of five different individuals training me over, you know, a period of time, as opposed to the one person.
Yes.
Now you know that you're getting somewhat the best of everything that the brand has to offer, as opposed to like literally this is my coach and they know me and this is,
well, this, you know, is brought up in the strategy sessions or in the starting points. We talk about you get the best of the team. And we work as a team here. And then another thing that we do here that maybe not all gyms do, it's the coach's obligation, regardless if they're training that client or not, to fix any form issues if they see it.
There you go.
There could be a potential where a coach is working with one, got their back turned to another. Coach B sees Coach A's clients. They have to go and fix it. And Coach A can't get mad because Coach A...
It's the job.
It's just the team.
Exactly. Yeah.
So again, that's part of it too. We'll see coaches cross over to the other side of the gym to fix something, bring it back, all the thing. It's just expected. It's a team approach here. Clients love it for, you know, get the best of everything. So anyways, hopefully that helps. We want to do a quick short one on this particular topic. Never overlook the delivery systems. This is a absolute must. And it's the biggest part of what you're doing. Like, sure, sales is, marketing is all part of it. But like, yo, this is the service, the training, the delivery. Never overlook this. Make it the best it could be.
And you want to work on keeping clients a long time. If you have a retention problem, if you got a churn problem, start with your delivery.
Start with the product. Yep. There you go. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing your love. See you on the next show. Bye.
All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.